Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
The virus that causes shingles is sleeping in 99% of people over 50. While not everyone at risk will develop shingles, it strikes as a painful rash that can last for weeks. Wake up, because shingles could wake up in you. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about shingles prevention.
Hey, this is Junior, and I have a long-standing relationship with the American Red Cross to get the word out about blood donation within the African-American community, letting people know how important community donations are to our well-being. 1 in 3 African-American blood donors are a match for patients with sickle cell disease. As someone who suffers from sickle cell, I know that finding blood is a matter of life and death. Blood donations save lives, and I'm living proof. Donate blood at Red Cross to help save a life. Black excellence is in our blood. Visit redcrossblood.org/ourblood to make an appointment now.
Life is full of unexpected moments, from car repairs to vet bills. Aspire Credit Card is there for you. The Aspire Cashback Rewards Card empowers you to manage everyday needs and surprises while rewarding you with 3% cashback rewards on gas, groceries, and utilities, plus 1% on all other eligible purchases. Worried about your credit? With Aspire, less than perfect credit is okay. And you can see if you pre-qualify without affecting your credit score. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify. Accepted at your favorite stores where you use MasterCard. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify today. Build, grow, aspire.
It's time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, it could be yours.
Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, I need to get away for a while. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm a 43-year-old married woman, and my husband and I have 4 children. The teenagers are fine, but I went and had 2 younger children that get on my last nerve. They take so much time and energy that I don't feel like I have any time for myself. My husband doesn't help me out at all with the children, so I'm a full-time housewife and mother. My husband used to come home during the day for a quickie, but he stopped doing that. Our 3-year-old usually comes in our room at night, so I stopped trying to have sex a year ago. That doesn't mean that I don't need to or want to. I just don't want to do it with my husband or in the U.S. at all. Huh? My girlfriends and I are going through similar experiences, and one of them researched a vacation spot with men there to cater to women 24/7. An older lady she knows went there for New Year's, and she had so much good sex, she's good until 2023. I just want the experience of being with someone else, someone that has a lot of stamina and knows what he's doing. I just need to get away for a while. I know this is unbelievable for a woman to have this type of request, but men do it all the time. I'm pretty sure back in the day when my husband went away with his friends, he wasn't an angel and possibly cheated on me, because he would always come back bright-eyed and bushy-tailed and want to please me over and over. Those days are long gone, and now I need to go and sow my royal oats before I lose my mind. I love my husband dearly, so I'm doing this for us, and so our marital bond can stay strong. What? Just like a man might ask you, I'm asking. How do I get my husband to agree to me leaving him with the children?
Where is this vacation spot at?
Yeah, you heard it. So you're a full-time housewife and mother, okay, whose children get on your nerves and your husband doesn't help with them. You said you went and had two younger children, so I'm going to assume you wanted them at the time. Now you're acting like you forgot what three-year-olds do. I mean, come on now. Every mom, I agree with you here, every mom needs a break from time to time, a nice girls' night out, a fun girls' trip or something like that, but not a sexcation like you're talking about to get done by some random man at a resort. I mean, you're a married woman. I know you know that, even though you said you don't want to do it with your husband or anywhere in the U.S., but you sound crazy. I mean, you are married. Don't you even care about that? Your husband is right there. I mean, why can't you guys try to reignite that spark? Is nothing going on there? I mean, that seems to be the problem to me. You don't care about your marriage right now. You've given up. There's no romance, no excitement, no more working on the marriage. You think going outside, going to the sex resort is going to fix everything. It'll probably cause even more problems for you. You got to at least try to honor your vows. And as for the kids, your husband doesn't get a pass. They're his kids too. So he definitely should hold up his end and watch them while you go to, you know, get away. Go to lunch with your girls, get your nails, get your hair done, have your teenagers pitch in sometimes too. I mean, there are solutions to these problems that you say you're having here. I mean, I would try these things out before I run off and cheat with another man. You know, I don't know. This just is really crazy what you're asking right now to me. Steve?
Well, you know, the thing about being second in the Strawberry Letter is I have an advantage where I get to hear what Shirley's going to say. Not that it affects or changes what she's going to say. And I've discovered it don't affect or change nothing I'm going to say either. It's just I read different than Shirley because Shirley's a better reader than I am. Shirley's more educated than I am. Shirley's more well-spoken than I am, more well-read than I am. When I read these letters, I don't know what I be reading, but I don't know. I just see other stuff. So here I go, reading as an ignorant person that ain't really ignorant, though.
Exactly.
Here we go. Now, you're a 43-year-old married woman. Your husband, y'all got four kids. Teenagers, fine. Had two young kids to get on your last nerve. Oh, I got seven, and ain't none of them young, and they get on my damn nerves. Hello. Shirley's baby get on her nerves. Carla, daughter, get on her damn nerves sometimes, too. Oh, we hear all about the cheerleading and everything, but it ain't all peaches and cream now. You want what? You got to go where? You want to have a sleepover? It's COVID. Yes. You know, she's going through it too. You know.
Right.
And then, you know, your husband don't help you out with the kids. You're a full-time housewife and mother. That's a big job. That's a huge job. Four kids. I got to give it to you. Then your husband used to come home during the day for a quickie. He stopped doing that. Well, because of them four kids. That's why he quit coming home for them quickies. Because we got four and he don't want five. So that stops the quickies. That's why he don't come home no more. He don't want number five. Now, this letter going to take a turn when we come back, and I'll have to get into it because the three-year-old started coming to get into bed, and now y'all ain't had sex in over a year. And that don't mean you don't want to, and we're going to get into that when we come back.
All right, hang on. Part two of Steve's response to the Strawberry Letter coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. The subject is, I need to get away for a while, okay? We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Black representation is so important. It lets you know you can dream and realize those dreams. The next generation of influential Black voices can be found at NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black Stories, Black Truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. And NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts. Hey, ladies, it's Shirley Strawberry. May is High Blood Pressure Education Month. It's crucial for us, especially as Black women, to focus on our heart health. We pour our heart and soul into every aspect of our lives, but often our own health takes a back seat. That's where Release the Pressure comes in. It's all about us. Black women seeing self-care as an essential act of self-preservation. Whether it's for yourself, your family, or our community, your health is invaluable. Let's help get to our goal of 100,000 Black women putting their hearts first and learn more about their heart health. Here's how you can join in. Head over to iHeartRadio.com/RTP for official rules and a chance to receive a $1,000 gift card to take care of yourself and prioritize your heart health. Let's make our health a priority. Visit iHeartRadio.com/RTP today. Together we can make a difference in our health and our lives. Join us and let's take care of our hearts together.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
How many times have you arrived in Orlando and suddenly realized you forgot the kids? But then you remember, you had no intention of bringing the kids. You are in Orlando to enjoy yourself. It's an amazing opportunity to have fun and experience all the fun Orlando has to offer. Sure, Orlando is known as the theme park capital of the world, but there's so much more to this destination. It's the place where adults can become kids again, and happy hour happens any hour. With never-ending food festivals, fresh new dining experiences, and outdoor adventures from zip lining to its beautiful natural springs. And, of course, fireworks every single night. Plus, you have loads of entertainment options, see unique neighborhoods, and can even visit their blossoming arts and culture. Orlando has everything for an amazing getaway with your loved ones or friends, including exciting thrill rides, lush, lazy rivers, and world-class golf and spas. Yes, there's more to see, do, and experience than you'd expect. In Orlando, anything is possible if you can imagine it. Plan your escape today and save at visitorlando.com.
Hey everybody, this is Junior, and I have a long-standing relationship with the American Red Cross to get the word out about blood donation within the African-American community, letting people know how important community donations are to our well-being. 1 in 3 African-American blood donors are a match for patients with sickle cell disease. As someone who suffers from sickle cell, I know that finding blood is a matter of life and death. Blood donations save lives, and I'm living proof. But there's a great need for donations regardless of your blood type. Every day, the blood our people donate saves lives and eases the pain of those living with sickle cell disease. Donate blood at Red Cross to help save a life. Black excellence is in our blood. Visit redcrossblood.org/ourblood to make an appointment now.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is, I need to get away for a while.
Well, the recap is easy because we ain't really said nothing. 43-year-old woman with 4 kids, married to a husband that don't help with the kids, she's frustrated. She's overworked, underappreciated. That's the story of a lot of women. Being a full-time housewife and mother is a huge job. Understood, sister, can't take nothing from you. Your husband don't help out. You and your man, because he used to come home for a quickie, but he quit doing that. Well, like I said, you got 4 kids. He don't want number 5. Ain't no need to coming to the house for quickies no more. Then the three-year-old that started coming sleeping in the bed with y'all, y'all don't stop her, so now you ain't even had to try to have sex in a year. Then you said, it doesn't mean that I don't need to or want to. I just don't want to do it with my husband or in the U.S. at all. Wait a minute. Right there. Where right there. Did that come from? Everybody heard that line in the letter. I don't want to do it with my husband or in the U.S. at all. What is wrong with United States sex?
It's a mess.
I don't have a problem with it.
I am telling you right now, I am a global world traveler.
Yes, you are.
But United States sex is where I've had the absolute most of it. Georgia, Alabama, Florida, New York,
Henrique?
Michigan, Ohio, West Virginia,
New York,
and all of them down Kentucky, Texas,
yeah,
Oklahoma,
and then West Coast,
Mississippi, California, Las Vegas, Nevada, I've had
Vegas.
Everywhere, New Mexico, I mean, everything, Colorado, Aspen, Rockies. I've been everywhere. I don't like high altitude sex though. It's very hard to breathe. I don't like high altitude sex. You gotta pull yourself together. You need oxygen. Woo! I done had to get on the tank after that. I tried that high altitude sex. I had to stop. Anyway, I wait till I get back home. Baby. All right, here we go. Anyway, so that ain't what this letter's about. All my girlfriends are going through some similar experiences, and one of them researched a vacation spot with men there to cater to women 24/7. An older lady she knows went there for New Year's, and she had so much good sex, she good until 2023. Now, let me ask you something. First of all, an older lady she knows. You already 43. So you know an older lady that went there and had so much sex, she good for 2023. So now you and your girls and got together, and this is what y'all want to do? Okay. I just want the experience of being with someone else. Oh. So, well, you are telling the truth. You just want to see what it is to be with somebody else. Some variety is what you want right now. And you don't want it in the U.S. Where is this resort?
Thank you.
Shut up, nephew.
We all need to know.
Now, I'm trying to, well... I don't want to know. I just want to know where they done found these men at. What country you going to? Because I'm going to tell you right now, if it ain't in the right country, you're going to be disappointed.
Like Africa.
Mexico is not known for that. That's
at
not
the resort? You mean at the resort?
I've been a lot of Cancun, Hard Rock, Moon Bay. I've been all and they not known for that. Las Ventanas, Esperanza. And I ain't seen nobody walking through there look like they finna be ringing bells and knocking boots and putting your eyes in the back of your head. I ain't seen it. Just size-wise, I ain't seen it. Now, if you go to Jamaica, some stuff can happen. They over there handling it. Now, if you're going to Jamaica, it's something like that has a possibility. I can tell you right now, don't go to France. It ain't what you think.
Resort can't be in France.
Je ne sais pas. Je sais. You ain't going to know what the hell they're saying. It's going to be a lot of disappointment over there.
But it sounds
I don't
sexy,
recommend
though.
Germany either because it's rough. Feel hunger. Helga. Von Heimer Krasna. Don't nobody want to get hollered at. That's evil sex in Germany. So I don't recommend you going to Germany. Africa. Now, Africa. You can go to Africa. It's going to be a whole lot like U.S. Because that ain't nobody but us. That's Detroit is over there. Chicago is over there. Cleveland is over there. And they all look like us. Now, it's going to be some good loving over there, but it's going to be a little bit different, though. So I'm trying to figure out the country. The only country I can recommend you go to is Jamaica, you know, because they down there, the boys down there bringing it. Whole lot of them over there look like Idris Elba. You know, a lot of Idris's in Jamaica, so y'all going over there. So I ain't really got no news for you except – let me just help you with this last part. How do I get my husband to agree with me leaving the children? First of all, you cannot tell him where you're going. That you cannot do that. And then next, you have got to lie.
Yeah.
See, I told y'all about the truth. Truth is overrated. You have got to lie. You cannot even remotely suggest that this is where you're going. So I would just tell him that you and your girlfriends is going to a fat farm. That's what you need to say you're going. Oh, go to a fat farm. And
he'll
just go over there and get worked out till you lose weight. And then you come back and he'll believe you. That's all I got for you.
Okay. But,
and when I or you want me to come back, I can tell you other countries to avoid. But please don't go to Germany. Bring the high God.
Sports Boy. Talk with Junior. Coming up next.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Hey ladies, it's Shirley Strawberry. As women, we put our hearts into everything. May is High Blood Pressure Education Month, and it's time to focus on our heart health. Release the Pressure wants to help Black women look at self-care as an act of self-preservation. During High Blood Pressure Education Month, let's help get our goal of 100,000 Black women putting their hearts first and learn more about their heart health. Visit iHeartRadio.com/RTP for official rules and a chance to receive a $1,000 gift card to take care of yourself and prioritize your heart health. That's iHeartRadio.com/RTP.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Life is full of unexpected moments, from car repairs to vet bills. Aspire Credit Card is there for you. The Aspire Cashback Rewards Card empowers you to manage everyday needs and surprises while rewarding you with 3% cashback rewards on gas, groceries, and utilities, plus 1% on all other eligible purchases. Worried about your credit? With Aspire, less than perfect credit is okay. And you can see if you pre-qualify without affecting your credit score. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify. Accepted at your favorite stores where you use MasterCard. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify today. Build, grow, Aspire.
Hey, this is Junior, and I have a long-standing relationship with the American Red Cross to get the word out about blood donation within the African-American community, letting people know how important community donations are to our well-being. 1 in 3 African-American blood donors are a match for patients with sickle cell disease. As someone who suffers from sickle cell, I know that finding blood is a matter of life and death. Blood donations save lives, and I'm living proof. Donate blood at Red Cross to help save a life. Black excellence is in our blood. Visit redcrossblood.org/ourblood to make an appointment now.